Okay, Alan.
Sorry, I just had one other comment along those lines. Just really quickly, too, I think that part of the charge of the CAB can also be begin to look at how is it that we reconcile these issues with, you know, the most underrepresented communities in terms of numbers. I mean, that's a function of what the CAB is going to be looking at and deciding, as well as it's doing a community needs assessment, as it's looking at programming, as it's sort of beginning to provide recommendations for the station and for the board. And so I think that also to sort of echoing what Phil was saying, but also taking it a step further to say that this could be a function of the CAB in and of itself. And so, again, seeing this as step one in an entire process of being able to truly bring diversity into the Civic Hub.
Alan,
Minsky. Is this the microphone, Alan? Yes. Sorry,
okay, shall I repeat the stack? Just let me repeat, Alan. People are saying the stack was this way: Alan, Leslie, Jan, Ed, Israel, Sarah, Sherna, Harrison, and Dave.
And Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Okay.
Again, this all looks really good, and I sort of lean towards maybe a few more people. And I just was going to ask Julie about maybe some of the details of the demographic work you did, because I suppose in particular, you know, this does maybe have to do with the neighborhoods that I've worked in as an activist in and around MacArthur Park and just west of there. And so many radical Latino youth who don't really listen to KPFK and feel some sense of estrangement from it, who, however, I think would really love to have a radical radio station that they were turned on to, not just a few shows here and there. And so in terms of the demographics, I suppose Southern California, Los Angeles is somewhere between high plurality and near majority Latino. You could have a board with only 3 seats set aside and maybe 15 members. So just the demographics that you were looking into.
Yeah, definitely,
the source you're so close to know was from the American Community Survey Profile 2002, which is part of the sort of updating the census figures as the population sort of changes. And so the demographics that we were looking at for LA County show African American population of 10%, Asian Pacific Islander of 13%, Latino 47%, White 29%, and other being around 1%. So, there's definitely a tremendous sort of sector of the population that is Latino.
Just to even follow up.
Okay, let me add one point to this. We were very deliberate in saying 3, 3, and 3 because we want to foster unity. We didn't want to foster, you know, how many brown seats, how many black. We deliberately did it from the standpoint of fostering unity.
Right. And I guess with all the stages, I hear you on that in terms of the union balance, but again, you know, so much dimension in such a huge community that hasn't really been served by KPFK, and I really do have that sense of being inside the station.
Thank you. Leslie.
Good. Yeah, first of all, Julie and Bill, I want to thank you so much for your work on this and for taking into consideration the feedback you got and working with that. I know you got a lot of it last minute and you made some really important adjustments, I think. I would like to suggest, and if I could have Bill and Julie's concurrence with this, perhaps move, that, well, before I get to that, this evaluation form, I've got some concerns there, okay? And I do want to say confidence and poise, I'm not sure are criteria for being on the CAB.
Excuse me, could I just get a clarity? Has that form been already taken out by your proposal? Are you still doing using that form I just need to know.
We're just putting it out.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie, go ahead.
I even have some concern about evaluating communication listening skills, depending on who's doing the evaluating, for obvious reasons. But what I would like to suggest at this point is that, in fact, the committee you're proposing, made up of the people of color on this local station board, and I would like to include Sarah in that group as well, make sure that we have a gentleman from the African American community involved, that they take these guidelines, take the comments made here, have an open meeting, have a final discussion about this, and then go ahead with whatever they come up with. I trust the people of color on this LSB to listen to what we said to them and to do the right thing. The time is too short. The time is way too short to argue this for another month.
We would like to be surrounded by just the two of us.
Okay, then we'll have the rest of the staff and then go to concrete proposals and motions. So, Jen.
I was going to ask a question. Is the community advisory board supposed to be exclusively people of color or not? I mean, or is it supposed to be dealing with underserved communities exclusively, or the entire community of Pacifica? And let me just finish my thoughts on all of this. I think I'm just going to make a number of comments that maybe the size could be expanded from 12 to 15, so that there's a little bit more leeway to look at a few other people, and that, you know, that some, you know, you could have one person from a community, and possibly just to consider, instead of having 3, 3, and 3, of having 2, 3, so that there's, you know, that there's some flexibility in terms of the kinds of people who come out. But I, on the other hand, I really appreciate the concept of having, you know, Latino, Black, and Asian being equal. So, you know, I'm sort of appreciate the quandary. And in terms of the evaluation form, I think that oral communication skills, listening skills, and nonverbal communication skills are way up there in terms of, you know, in terms of you know, evaluating people, because these are people that are going to have to work together. And granted, who evaluates is going to, you know, it's going to be hard, but I think that those are issues to be concerned about. Confidence and poise, okay. I'm not so concerned about. And okay. You don't have to answer, but those were just issues that I was concerned about.
Thank you. Ed?
I also want to know specifically whether the CAB is supposed to represent only the voices of people hitherto underserved by KKFK. I mean, taking the demographic of Los Angeles, you know, doesn't necessarily count like the politics of the people who are there. And so I'm concerned about, for example, the labor movement would not necessarily be represented in that thing. And I mean, there are a number of things. The religious communities, certainly the artistic community is barely represented here. And so I don't know the qualifications, if this is strictly an expansive thing. I mean, I approved completely of the idea of 333 and three others, thinking that a lot of this stuff would be satisfied by the deliberations. So I'll move to that. There are a number of people on the board that are not people of color, Don White being an example of somebody who knows probably more about refugee communities in Los Angeles than anyone else here, and has worked with people for 15, 20 years on that level, and in many other things. In terms of music and art, you know, there are other people. Well, I am. I've spent my lifetime developing half of the people that are now prominent in music. And certainly they want input. And what about all the people who elected me, who specifically elected me because they thought I would have a good handle on programming at KPFK? I'm dead serious about that. And there's absolutely no relationship. There are serious lacks, and so the method of how these, I hope these things are considered.
Thank you, Ed. Israel.
Mike?
Oh, here, use this one. He went right there.
Does this go down there?
Well, the very first thing I want to say is we need to have clarity specifically of what is the purpose and function of the CAB. Means from our bylaws, from the CBB, but we need to have this discussed right here before we decide what to do. That's the first thing. From memory, this almost seems like more of the COI, playing letter games, Committee of Inclusion issue rather than the CPB. My understanding of the CPB is that this has a pretty far-ranging function. Not just Greater LA, not just Latinos, I mean, not just, you follow me? In short, it should be representative of a larger, either actual and or potential community. Now, if you really want to go that way, all the way, I've mentioned this over the years before, seriously, some have laughed, feel free to laugh, how about what's called sortition? Sortition is an ancient democratic process which the ancient Greeks used, in which everybody at some point has a chance to take part in the governance of the community. It's like a random selection. Now, we can select randomly from our listeners, if you don't want to select from 10 million people in California, or a random selection from a pool of people who volunteer from our listeners, if this is well noted. Sure, there are many methods we can get a really representative selection of people on this, if that's the desired function. So I think the idea of arbitrarily, and I say that not in a derogatory way, setting numbers for certain groupings of demographics is not the way I want to go. On this, unless I misunderstand the purpose of the CPC. So we need, first of all, to read together what the purpose is in terms of the bylaws and the CPP, which I believe is the body we're concerned about, not the FCC or something else.
Thank you.
So we don't want to go from obliviousness of diversity to oppression of the Jews.
Thank you, Israel. And Sarah.
I want to thank you for your work, and a lot of my questions were answered, but I want to repeat Israel's questions. We need to think about what the purpose of this committee is, and then, you know, have our goals set accordingly. To me, putting 3, 3, 3 numbers, it's really not going to meet the diversity and inclusion process that we were thinking about. What about the free thinkers? What about the atheists? You know, they are not included. Communities like, you know, what Ed was talking about, labor community. And I also want to emphasize on what Margaret said. If we are going to recruit people, these people need to be known within their communities, not just some people who are, not just some people that because we want to have a diverse cap to include them, some people who really want to get our message out there. So. I think it's a very good start, but we need to work on it and include a lot of these comments that have been given tonight. Thank you again.
All right, just before we continue the stack, I want to read the stack as it exists. We're not going to have more names. At the end of the stack, the body will have to decide whether we move ahead. The stack is Sherna, Harrison, Dave, Margaret, Jane, Leslie, Sonali, Simon, Bill, and Fernando. And I'm not going to add any more, and we'll have to see after that stack is completed. So let's move to Sherna. Oh, yes, please.
Bill Could you clarify? I've been waiting. I was hoping somebody could say, I don't understand what you designed for the selection mechanism. You said you offered that, but I don't understand it. Could you just clarify that before we use the other comments? So how do these people finally get selected?
The committee would recommend the slate to the board. And now there's two ways we could do it. We could just say that's not a recommendation that the committee would choose that would be made up of people of color, which is one option that's been put out, or that the committee recommends the slate of whatever it is. I feel like we should extend the number of seats to 15 based on what people are saying, but then it would come back to this board for a final approval. So that, those are the two options that I've heard, but the process would be driven by that committee.
Thank you. Sure.
I want to repeat how good a proposal I think it is. I think that the evaluation sheet could be modified. I don't think that's an issue. I want to make sure that when we talk about people of color from this board, that we recognize that we have West Asians on the board, that they be incorporated so that we can deal with the West Asian and make contacts in the West Asian community. I think one of the things that's critical is that we have a 9-person committee. That means that it's an odd number, a quorum is 5. I think all of us would trust 9 of the people from this board, including the people, all people of color, who will be on it. I personally would like the board to endorse what the committee comes forth with. As I said in my email, I was very concerned about the process of a public discussion. And the only way I think it would work is if alternatively it was an executive session. And I'm not sure that that's possible. I do not think it's fair, right, politically cool to have a public discussion where we're choosing among people.
Thank you. And Harris.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think we're heading in the right direction on the 12 to 15 members. I think we're heading in the right direction with the idea of having either 3 or 4 groups of different people, groups that we are targeting for inclusion, and that those groups are particularly the underrepresented, the historically exploited groups in the country. So I think those two directions are perfectly fine. I'd like to second what Jane was saying, the proposal that I've been making that I suppose I will not make a point of. I want poor and homeless added to the list of secondary groups that are being encouraged for inclusion. I think there's the economic class is been left out here. Now the other thing I want to talk about that is how we're choosing these folks. I think the purpose of the CAB is outreach. And what we're trying to do is to include groups that have not been included. And we're going about it exactly the wrong way. We are doing inreach. We are going to select ourselves to select these folks. This isn't right. I've been opposed to appointment procedures ever since I began to be involved in Pacifica. I don't want this to be an appointment process. I want it to be a matter of grassroots participation. Most of us who are on this board were elected on a commitment to have more grassroots participation, and we're going exactly away from that direction. I would like to see us go to a situation where we have a town hall, where we have people present different credentials, and we have people elected. The idea that we're going to have 9 people select these people, and perhaps even in secret, just seems to be totally outrageous.
Thank you. David.
Yeah, I think that it would be nice for us to maybe specify proportions, but I don't think we should.